G'day, Reece Dowden here, and in this video titled How to Prepare for Special Operations Selection, I'm going to go through some key points that I feel you really need to get on top of in order for you to turn up to selection ready, okay? Not only ready to finish it, but to actually pass it so you can move on to the Special Forces reinforcement cycle. Now, these are my opinion in this video. It's what I believe, but I have been training dudes up for Special Operations Selection for the last 6 years. I've had plenty of people get through selection, get on to Rio, and are now badged members of the unit, okay? And again, these are a couple of key points I've identified that you should really get on top of. And if you do, you're going to give yourself a good chance of getting through and passing. And I actually recorded this video a number of years ago now, and I've never uploaded it to YouTube, but it's extremely relevant, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it. So take it on board. If you have any questions, make sure you post them below, but I'll also touch base after this video, all right? So check it out. So one of the questions I like to ask dudes in my program is, how would you like to turn up to Special Operations Selection knowing that you're fully prepared to actually give it your best shot at passing? All right, and obviously everyone's going to say yes, I want to turn up to Special Operations Selection knowing that I'm ready. And there's a big point, or there's a big difference between turning up and thinking you're ready or turning up and knowing you're ready. All right, you're not going to turn up knowing that you're going to pass. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about turning up to selection knowing that you've done everything you possibly can, right? And this is where people fall short. They do a lot of training, but they miss out on certain elements, and they don't even know what that or what those elements are and what they're missing, all right? So you honestly really need to, and obviously you want to, but you need to turn up to selection knowing that you've done everything you can, knowing that you are in the best possible shape to give it your best shot of not only finishing, but actually passing. You absolutely must turn up to selection having prepared as best as you possibly can and having covered off on a number of different elements to ensure you're ready. Because selection, it's just too competitive now. It's too hard now. Most guys that turn up are really fit. There's many more dudes or candidates that finish selection these days compared to when I did it. So there's a number of different reasons for that. But at the end, they do a big BOS, okay? So a Board of Studies, and they kick off a lot more at the end. So just because you finish doesn't mean you're going to pass. So you really need to have covered off on all these areas and know when you rock up that you're in the best possible shape to not only finish selection and actually pass. And apart from what I just mentioned, there are a number of other reasons of why you want to do this, okay? But one of the main reasons, and I'll tell this to everyone going for selection, is you don't even know why you want to quit yet. And by that, I mean guys trained for years to attempt selection, all right? They joined the military or police with the sole intention of making it into special operations. I mean, that's all they want to do, right? They work bloody hard at it. They do all the required training. They think they know why they're doing it. They've got all their ducks in a row and they're really primed to give selection a good crack. All right, they turn up to selection pumped. Then, a few days into the course, these reasons to quit start popping into their heads. My old unit isn't that bad. My girlfriend isn't, you know, really keen on me doing it. I miss my kids. You know, maybe I'll just get out and start a gym, all right? Because no one's ever done that before. And you know, all these reasons start popping into your head that give you a way out, that make it easy for you to quit. And they're all just bullshit reasons, right? Absolute bullshit. But sure enough, they get people. After a few days of selection, when you're tired, wet, hungry, exhausted, and you know that you could be at home on the couch watching the footy and drinking a beer, you start to listen to those excuses and you begin to buy into them. Then all of a sudden, without you even realizing what's happened, you're gone. You've quit. You're off selection. And why? Why does someone who has prepared for years with the sole focus of passing Special Operations Selection quit after a few days? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute, but first, let me introduce myself. G'day, I'm Reece Dowden, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to share with you exactly what you must do to fully prepare for Special Operations Selection in order to give yourself the best possible chance of passing. And I'm also going to share with you the biggest mistake most candidates make when preparing for selection, right? One of the biggest factors you must take into consideration throughout the selection process that no one talks about, but that's absolutely critical to your success, and the simple four-element framework you must develop to ensure you're ready for anything selection throws at you. These are the exact same strategies I use to get through selection and the same strategies I currently use to prepare others for their selection attempt. See, over the last 3 years, I've been committed to helping those serious about attempting special operations selection fully prepare by ensuring they cover all aspects throughout the preparation and leave nothing to chance, and ensuring they understand exactly what they will go through during the selection process and exactly what to expect. So if your ultimate goal is to make it into special operations and serve within a special operations unit, that being military or police, then you're definitely in the right place and you're going to love what I'm about to share with you in this video. Now, the top three people I work with fall into the following categories. The full-time or reserve military personnel who are attempting commandos or SASR. The civilian who is attempting the Special Forces Direct Entry Scheme pathway into commandos. And the police officer who is attempting selection for their respective police tactical group. And I've had a number of guys successfully pass the selection process from all three categories. Now, the best thing about the strategies that I use to prepare candidates for selection is it builds confidence in their ability and develops the belief that they can actually pass. It works for any special operations selection process and for any pathway you're embarking on. And it's based on proven results. Now, in the special operations selection field, I've noticed that people generally fall into one of these two categories. Those who rock up to a selection course quite confident, and those who rock up to a selection course with low confidence and scared out of their brains about how they're going to perform. And after talking with many current and former serving special operations guys, as well as with many guys who have failed the selection process, I've determined these two things. Everyone is nervous. All right, everyone who rocks up to a selection course lacks confidence and is worried about how they're going to perform and measure up throughout the selection process. All right, that's just natural and it happens to everyone. Even the guy who looks totally full of confidence, right? He's not. He's just as nervous as you are, maybe even more so. He's just better at hiding it. And two, it doesn't matter how fit someone looks, how tough they look, how big they look, how confident they look, how much of an alpha male they are, how much they look suited to special operations, right? None of that matters because the guy who possesses all of those qualities and looks an absolute shoo-in to make it can and often is gone in the first few days of the selection process and for various reasons, right? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you look like. It matters what you believe. You must have a fundamental belief that you can pass special operations selection, otherwise you won't, all right? It's as simple as that. And it took me a number of attempts to finally pass selection and make it into special operations. And the difference between those attempts and why I finally made it was belief, all right? Belief in myself, a fundamental belief that I could make it and a belief that I was tough enough and good enough. And that was simply a mindset shift that I had to make and a mindset shift that you'll have to develop if you want to be successful in your selection attempt. This is the reason why guys turn up to selection but quit after a few days, right? This is the reason why they choose to listen to all those bullshit excuses that start popping into their heads when they're a little tired and hungry and stressed. They don't have that fundamental belief that they can pass selection, right? They haven't prepared fully for selection. They haven't developed the confidence they need to pass. They look at other candidates and don't believe that they're as tough as they are, that they're as smart as they are, that they're as good as they are, all right? And then when all those bullshit excuses pop into their heads and they're under the pump on selection, it's just too easy to latch onto and validate those excuses and convince themselves that they're accurate, all right? And when that occurs, it's all downhill and their confidence and self-belief is shattered and they quit and selection is finished. Then 5 minutes after they've quit, they regret it, but it's too late. Selection's done. So in order to prepare fully for selection, you must start with your belief system or belief paradigm, as I call it. Your belief system will be your foundation, right? It will lay the solid platform you need to build your selection mission. Without solid foundations, right, your mission will collapse at the first sign of distress. And believe me, selection is stressful. It's like the sniper and his sniper rifle. You can buy the best and most high-tech sniper rifle on the market, but if you put an ordinary sniper behind the scope, he will be ineffective and all the gadgets in the world won't make him any more deadly without him knowing and understanding the fundamentals of being a good sniper. However, if you put a highly evolved sniper who has developed a solid sniper platform and who understands the principles behind being a sniper, well, then you can put him behind an ordinary sniper rifle and he will still be deadly accurate and effective. Having the right belief system will lay your solid foundation to build your mission plan and ensure that when you rock up to selection and are put under the pump, you won't latch onto any bullshit excuses that pop into your head trying to make you quit. You'll have the right belief system in place, you'll recognize that your mind is only trying to fuck with you, and you'll be able to manage the negative self-talk and continue forward. All right, and this leads me into my next point, when fully preparing for selection. All right, the biggest mistake most candidates make when preparing for selection. Now, this ties in with your belief system, all right? And the biggest mistake candidates make when preparing for selection is that they only concentrate on the physical preparation and neglect their mental preparation. Most guys who rock up to selection are fit, all right? They're bloody fit. And it's absolutely what you'll need to be in order to pass. Don't get me wrong. However, while being physically fit is absolutely paramount to pass selection, it's the easiest part in preparing. All right, if you follow a training program, ensure you don't do drastic amounts of training over and above what the program suggests and don't overtrain, and also make sure you taper properly before selection so you turn up to day one fully fit and recovered, then you'll be physically ready. All right, you'll absolutely be physically ready and capable of passing selection. And guys do that. They follow a program and rock up to day one ready to go. All right, then by day two or three or four, they're gone. And this is where they've made their mistake. They've only prepared physically and not mentally. They don't really know why they're doing selection, right? They haven't drilled down deep to understand their motivations for attempting selection. They don't understand their intrinsic motivations, all right? The real reasons, why they want it, what's driving them, why they believe they should get it, why they want to get it, why they want to be in special operations. And it's a massive mistake because it doesn't matter how fit you are, selection will break you down. And when you're tired and hungry and exhausted and under the pump on selection and haven't slept for 3 days, at some point you'll have a moment when you'll really want to quit. All right? And when that occurs, that's when you'll need to draw on those reasons of why you turned up in the first place, why you trained for years to prepare, why you sacrificed and endured up until this point, those intrinsic motivators, your internal drivers. Right, because if you don't understand your true reasons for attempting selection, you will not last long and your selection attempt will be short-lived. I remember training with this guy for selection, right? And this guy was really, really fit, right? He was way fitter than me. And even though he was 10 years my senior at 38 years old, he was still way fitter than me, right? And he was a weapon who smashed all the physical fitness standards, right? No dramas at all. And I remember we'd done the individual testing on days one and two of selection, then the 3 days navigational exercise, and we're into weapons week, all right? And the structure's a bit different now, so don't get too wrapped up in that. But this guy was physically killing it. Then I saw him one morning after a killer PT session go up to the instructors and say that he was out. And I couldn't believe it. So I ran up to listen to what he had to say to the instructor, and the instructor asked him why he wanted out. And he told him it was because him and his girlfriend were wanting to have a baby. A baby, I thought. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend, right? Turns out he'd been seeing her for only 3 weeks, right? Just an absolute bullshit reason to pull off selection. He'd succumbed to his negative self-talk and listened to those excuses popping into his head. He'd been training for 9 months just to pull off on day six because all of a sudden he wanted to have a baby with his girlfriend he'd been seeing for 3 weeks. It didn't make sense. It was an absolute load of shit. He purely did not understand his true reasons for doing selection, all right? He failed to really drill down and determine his intrinsic motivations for why he wanted special operations. And it came back to bite him. And he was off the course on day six and regretted his decision when I spoke to him a few weeks after I'd passed. Again, you must understand the reasons you're doing selection and want part of special operations, because believe me, you'll have to draw on those reasons throughout the selection process. All right? And the next thing I want to discuss is one of the biggest factors you must take into consideration throughout the selection process that no one talks about, but that's absolutely critical to your success. And that is likability, right? Now, the thing about selection, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's fair or not, right? Whether other people have told you this is true or not, whether you don't want to believe it or not, is that to get through selection, you must be liked, right? You must be liked by the directing staff and you must be liked by the other candidates on the course. You'll have to be liked by the directing staff so they can see past the times you fuck up and write you up for the times you do things well. Yes, all right? Being really disliked by one of the selection staff members won't necessarily mean you're done for, but it will definitely put added pressure onto you, and other staff members will start to direct their attention your way, and you don't need that, right? And you must be liked by the other candidates on the course so they are willing to work with you, pick you up when you're having a shit time, and cover for you when you stuff up. And remember, they'll also be the ones appraising you at the end of selection during the Rate Your Mates activities, right? If they like you, you're good to go. If they don't, that will go against you and your chances of passing. Because if the other candidates don't want to work with you, why would we? The answer is, we wouldn't. So, in order to come off as likable, get along with your fellow candidates as well as the selection staff, and I mean throughout the entire selection process and not just the selection course, you must be aware of your mannerisms and how you're being perceived. If, for example, you're receiving a dressing down from an instructor because you've stuffed up and you stand there with poor body language, roll your eyes, or generally appear to have an attitude, that will be taken poorly by said instructor. Right? And the instructor doesn't have to be a body language expert when it comes to determining if a candidate doesn't like them or has an attitude. We're social animals by nature, right? And have had a lot of practice dealing with people. It's going to be really easy for an instructor to pick up your poor attitude. Then he'll simply go back to his instructor mates, tell them about you, and then you'll have the entire instructor group on your back waiting for you to fuck up again, right? And then that will make it extremely hard to pass, all right? So watch your mannerisms, what you're giving off, and how you're being perceived. Remember, you're being assessed the entire time throughout the selection process, so be ready to perform at your best constantly. And the final point this leads into is the four-element framework you must develop to ensure you're ready for anything selection throws at you, all right? And I call this the best methodology or best framework. In really delving into how I personally got through selection and why I kept going back for more, and talking with many, many current and former operators, as well as preparing my own one-on-one clients successfully for the selection process, the best framework is what I've developed to ensure you'll be as ready as you possibly can for the selection process, right? So as you can see, it stands for beliefs, emotional intelligence, stress management or stress control, and time. So B, beliefs or habits. You must have the right beliefs and create the correct habits. And we talked about this above in regards to making sure you turn up to selection with the correct belief system in place. E is emotional intelligence or emotional regulation and being in control of your emotions. S is stress management or stress control, which is managing and dealing with your stress responses. And both emotional intelligence and stress management tie in with checking your attitude and your mannerisms, all right? Because if when you're under the pump throughout selection and you're tired and exhausted, wet and hungry, which you will be, and you've just stuffed up an activity which results in you receiving some unwanted attention from an instructor, whether you think you've deserved it or not, and you can't control your emotions and or manage your stress levels, then that bad attitude you're trying to hide will stand out like dog's balls, and your likability factor will be down to zero and your chances of passing selection all but evaporated. And I've seen this happen, right, to many guys on selection. One guy on my own selection course got to within 2 days from the end, right? We were under the pump, we hadn't slept for a couple of days, hadn't eaten for a couple of days, and were exhausted. The instructor was in his face for some reason or another, and he lost it, all right? And not completely, not over the top, but he said something like, ah, fuck this shit, whatever the case may be, all right? He said something like that, and that was it. He was marked down harshly for not being able to control his emotions. He finished selection and was one of only three who didn't pass, right? Or because he had poor emotional intelligence and stress control. And the T in the best framework stands for time, right? Time to apply the growth mindset, time to adapt, learn, and improve. It's realizing your time is now, all right? It's understanding that the best time to start was yesterday and the next best time is now. It's about taking control and seizing the opportunity. And it's also understanding that no matter how hard selection is, that it will always come to an end. And the best framework or methodology is what you must focus on in order to thoroughly prepare for selection and give yourself the best chance of passing. These are the fundamental blocks on developing mental toughness and preparing the mind for the brutal selection process, of which only around 20% pass selection and only around 15% actually get badged and make it into special operations. All right? And putting all this together will forge the all-important confidence you need to succeed. So in summary, just to wrap it up, when you turn up to selection, the reasons for you to quit will be plentiful. All right, there is going to be a number of different reasons that are pop into your head, which is why I say you don't even know why you want to quit yet. All these things will pop into your head. And a lot of that to do, apart from what I mentioned in the video, a lot of it all is also to do with stress management. You know, guys are stressed for the weeks and the days leading into selection, which is why guys quit day one. Right? They don't quit day one because they're too exhausted or they're too tired or really it's physically too hard. They quit because they're overwhelmed, and your brain and your mind is looking for that way back to homeostasis, back to level it out, which is why selection is so tough, particularly in the first couple of days, because it's voluntary, all right? And all you have to do to leave is say you want out, okay? And then obviously instant regret comes from that, all right? So be prepared for that and really, you know, you don't want to succumb to any of those bullshit excuses that are in your own head, all right? So really, you want to do that deep, wide drill down, understand what you're doing there, and you want to be there, okay? You want to be there. They've trained up for years, so don't fall for that bullshit. And also understand that that reason or that strong belief of wanting to quit, but that might only go for 20 minutes. It might go for, you know, an hour or 2 hours, but that will pass and then you'll be good to go. Everyone is nervous who rocks up to selection, at least everyone I've spoken to, all right? So that's okay. You know, it's something that you really fucking want, all right? It's a fucking awesome job, all right? And you've probably been training for it and wanting it for years. So it's okay to be nervous. You just don't want that nervousness and that anxiety to affect your performance, okay? So again, ties down to stress management. It does not matter what you look like, obviously. It matters what you believe and how you perform on selection. So you want to develop that belief system that you can pass, or at least you want to develop the belief system or have the belief that you can work it out, that you can work out how to do it. And it might take you a couple of times to get through selection. Many people I know, many operators I know, it took them more than one time, all right? So you have to develop that belief system that you can work it out. And obviously, don't underestimate the mental prep. You need to be physically fit. You need to do the right physical training. I know when I first went for selection, I wasn't doing the right physical training because the programs that I was following, they were good, but they were good if you're already at a really good stand and you had no weaknesses. So you've got to follow a really good physical training program, but obviously the mental prep is going to be another crucial element that if you don't develop, it's going to be very hard to get through selection. There's so many things that is going on in your own head that you will get in your own way. The instructors are going to, you know, really put you under the pump. So you're going to compare yourself to others. You're going to question your own ability. So there's so many things that go on mentally or just in general on selection that's going to make it really difficult. So you've got to be on top of your mental game there. And as much as people probably don't want to hear it, you got to be likable, okay? You have to be likable. It's crucial for you, right? Your mates, you want to be that good team member, okay? And a lot of people overlook this area. You don't have to be the most liked. There's not a popularity contest, but if you're the guy that is not really that likeable, you're going to get your name put down during the rate your mates. And a crucial point to remember there is during the rate the mate, you have to put someone down. You can't leave it blank. All right. So if you're that guy, you might not be hated by everyone, but if you're not high up on that likability factor, they're going to put your name down. So it's really crucial to understand that likability point and be on top of that. So that's really understanding your mannerisms and how you're being perceived and are you a good team member and all that stuff is, it's not too hard, but you need to be aware of it, okay? And you want to develop the best framework. Well, that's what I believe anyway. And if you develop that, which is beliefs, emotional intelligence, stress management, and time, you're going to give yourself a good chance of getting through selection, assuming you're physically fit, assuming you've got all your soldier skills down pat, okay? Because there's no excuses there for any of that. You want to go into selection and be professional and offer the staff and offer the selection, the guys running selection, and special operations, you want to offer them the best candidate, the best version of yourself. And if that's not you, you might have to come back, develop, improve, and get better for next time. But this best framework in regards to the mindset is going to help you give it your best effort, all right? And probably the most crucial for in the best framework is the stress management, okay? Because everything about selection, a lot of things about special operations is stressful. It's not all bad stress, but if you can't get on top of that, you're not going to be able to perform on the day as you can in training. You're going to succumb to, you know, these other bullshit reasons to quit, okay? So stress management in particular, but the whole best framework is crucial so you can turn up to selection and give yourself the best chance of not only finishing, but passing. So a couple of key points there in order for you to start preparing for selection the right way, because that's what you need. You not only need to be motivated and obviously work hard and train hard in regards to prep, but you need to know what the right prep is and actually how to go about training that. So in this video, you've seen a couple of key points there that I think if you get on top of that, you're going to give yourself a good chance of getting through selection. All right. But if you want any help in getting through, that's what I do. Okay, I have my course, which is called my Indefatigable Selection Preparation Course. Really thorough course, really comprehensive. If, and it's a big if, you're prepared to do the work. Okay, you can't just watch a couple of videos and think you're going to be fucking good to go for selection. Obviously, you need to do the work. However, most people that I come across, most people in my program, they don't have any trouble with actually wanting to do the work, all right? So it's just knowing what that right information is in regards to preparing and how to do it, okay? So that's what I do. I'm here to help. So if you want to talk about my course, I'm going to put a couple of links below in the description, and you can check out all the different things I offer in regards to preparing. A number of different free videos out there that you can watch as well. But if you want to talk about my actual Indefatigable course, it's best to book in for a call. So click on the link below, you can fill out a survey, and then you can book in for a call, and we'll have a chat about it, about preparing for selection, and get you on the right path, okay? Hope you got something out of this video. Hope you got a lot out of this video, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.